A tankard from the late Attic geometric period. Greek. Produced in or around Athens between 750 to 725 BCE. James Logie Memorial Collection. Accession number 37.56. At its lip, this ancient tankard is almost the same size as a modern half-pint tankard. Above the shoulder, the vessel is roughly cylindrical, flaring very slightly at the top to a wide circular rim. Below the low shoulder, the bottom half of the body bulges outwards, then tapers back to sit on a flat base, making the tankard appear bottom-heavy. From the lip, a single handle arcs upwards like a swan's neck, then drops down following the curve of the vessel and ending at the widest point of the shoulder. The handle is reinforced at its midpoint by a horizontal bridge for added strength. Side on, the handle resembles the tall, arched shape of a safety pin. The surface of this vessel is a rich blend of the caramel and white tones of the natural unglazed clay, with decorative line brushwork and a murkier chocolate brown colour. The decoration is split into horizontal bands or sections across the whole body of the tankard. Around the neck, a band covering nearly half the height of the vessel features an elegant long-necked bird on either side of a quatrefoil design, which is like four diagonal leaves set in an X shape. The two birds and the quatrefoil are separated by vertical borders. Within each bird's own frame are a swastika-like symbol of two crossed Z's and groups of dots placed as ornamental fillers. Below the neck, further horizontal and vertical stripes emphasize the curvature of the body. Here, rows of dots and linked solid circles add vitality and interest amidst the plethora of lines. Finally, down the outer face of the handle are two X shapes and more stripes. This design is typical of the geometric period, which lasted from around 900 to 700 BCE. The period was notable for its simple linear and circular patterns and tightly packed repeating motifs. Although the name tankard implies a particular use as a drinking cup, the shape of this tankard's single handle indicates it would most likely have been used for dipping into larger vessels, similar in use to a ladle or a jug. Likewise, its depth would make it an effective carrier and holder of liquid. Tankards of this shape have been found more commonly in grave sites than in settlement contexts, making it plausible that they may have been used as funerary vessels as much as for everyday dining. Donated to the James Logie Memorial Collection by its founder, Miss Marion Stephen, the tankard is one of the collection's earliest pieces. This vessel is remarkably similar to another piece in our collection, an Attic geometric mug, accession number 4.53, which was made in the same period. Although they look like they could be a set, they were in fact purchased separately.